time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and a big good afternoon to all of you. Yes, it's a great day. Boy, for mowing your yard, for planting corn, planting soybeans. Boy, there's a lot of that going on. I was really surprised yesterday when I was out and around. I saw corn coming up through the ground. Man, in some fields I hadn't realized were already planted. But it doesn't take long for corn to emerge with the soil temperature the way it is, and naturally the soil moisture. So that's going on right now. And if you're out in the country, look around and you'll see corn sticking up through the ground in some fields about 2 inches. But boy, it by tomorrow it'll be up 4 inches. And before long, they'll be harvesting it. Time flies, doesn't it? Well, how are you all doing today? Who's out mowing a yard? Yeah, I've got to do that yet today. It's kind of getting away from I've mowed, I think, 4 or 5 times already. And now I have to stop on the way home and gas up and get some gas, that is, for the mower. And away we go. Get that done yet tonight. So tomorrow for Sunday, the lawn will look really nice. My flowers are growing. They've had enough moisture. My cucumber plant is doing well. And it's starting to branch out a little bit. And I can hardly wait. I just hope that I have more than one cucumber, because I love cucumbers, but I can't stand to pay the price. Woo! Wow! Okay, now, in another week or so, we're going into eastern Pennsylvania near Philadelphia, and in an area that was just hit by a tornado 2 days ago. Oh, my. But we checked out, and where we're going to be out there wasn't hit, but all around it was. And we like to go to farm markets. They're big ones, you know. And it's a way of life for some people in different parts of the country. A farm market that may be 1 or 2 days at the most. I think that's the way with most of them. They're 1 or 2 days. People stock up for a week and go back. Okay, and I'm thinking of cucumbers. I thought maybe if I can find some reasonably priced under 50 cents a piece, I could bring some cucumbers back. But in the meantime, my cucumber plant, I've only got one, and it's looking good. It's getting enough moisture, that's for sure. All right. So what am I going to give away today? Zumbezi Bay, of course. The Open Air Safari Pass, I've got 4 tickets for that. I've got zoo tickets. I've got a pair of zoo tickets. Plus, I've got a McDonald's ticket here, and I don't know. It's a McDonald's card. And I don't know how much value is in this. I've got to check that out to find out how much this McDonald's is worth. And okay. Now, remember, we're open today till 3. If you win anything, you can pick it up, come down our steps here, and come right in, even if I'm on the air, pick up your prize. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about today, maybe one of our easier questions. Your car operates at a certain temperature, usually around, 150, 160 degrees, somewhere around there. under boiling, of course. Boiling is, what, 212? But they're, you know, your car, the water that keeps your engine cool is regulated. If it wasn't, why, you'd have steam coming out of your radiator, wouldn't you? Which we used to have. Can you remember? They used to caution you, never touch that cap on your radiator or try to take it off when your radiator has steam coming out the overflow. Yeah, you loosen that cap up and chances are you'd be scalded. Oh, well, that used to happen. But I don't think anymore we have so much trouble that way. I haven't seen, you know, used to be in the middle of the summer, especially on the upgrades in the mountainous areas, you would see cars with steam coming out of their radiator or people having problems. And of course, there's always that belt that operates your circulation system for radiators, as well as your timing in your car engine. Okay, but what I'm getting at, there is one thing in your radiator or around it that regulates the temperature to make sure it doesn't turn to steam. What is that thing called that regulates the temperature of the water in your car's engine? All right, it's one. Oh, here's somebody that knows. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thermostat.
Thermostat, yeah. By George. Okay, are you eligible for a prize today?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, what would you like?
The zoo tickets, please.
Zoo, okay. All right, you got them, man. Ralph Thacker?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how about that? See, I recognize voices now. Okay, yeah. Ralph. And you can pick him up here yet today.
Okay, I get a chance, I'll be that way.
Okay, Ralph. Okay.
Thanks, Charlie. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ralph Thacker, zoo tickets. And that takes care of my zoo tickets today. All right. Let me see here. Today is the 30th? What is today? 31st, yeah. Tomorrow is the first day of June already. And you know, once we hit June, July follows, naturally. And the rest of summer seems like it goes by so fast. Wow. And so it is, our first winter today, Ralph Thacker. He said, your car's water is controlled by a thermostat. And whenever you see steam coming out of a car nowadays, you know they've got a bad thermostat. Now, and it can go either way. I start out, cars dated clear back to the 1930s. And things weren't as well off then as they are now. And either your thermostat would stick and your engine would stay cool, or your thermostat would, if it stuck, your temperature would go up because it wouldn't circulate the water. But if it was open, the water kept going around your engine and never heated up, and that wasn't good. Okay, so much for that. Now, I've got another question here. It's something to eat. And if you went to a high-class restaurant, I don't know now if there's any restaurant in the Marion, I would like to know, any restaurant in the Marion area that serves snails. That's S-N-A-I-L-S, snails. But what I want you to do is tell me what the proper name for a snail. There are all kinds of snails. And, you know, the snails have, and you can buy, for fun, headbands with snail eyes that stick up. Yeah. Okay, but what is the proper name for a cooked snail? And I've had them a couple of times. Let me see. Three times, I think, altogether now. I had them once at Put-in Bay. I couldn't believe that they were serving them. And I like snails. They're good. Yeah, I know, turning some of you off, isn't it? Snails are good, but what are they called? If you were to order them in a restaurant, you wouldn't just order snails like you wouldn't go into a restaurant and order squid, would you? No, you'd order calamari. Okay, so what is the proper name for a cooked snail? Now, a lot of times they will put them in a rounded bowl with holes in it, and then put them in an oven, and it doesn't take long to cook a snail. But they are good. Yeah. They don't fill you up like some other types of food, which is a good thing. Have you noticed how big the sandwiches are being advertised on television? Why, you can't even get your mouth around them. And people today are overeating in a big way. But at the same time, our exercise places are filled. And the YMCA is filled with people exercising. But I think we need more people exercising, right? Because later in life... Oh, here we go. Okay, good afternoon.
Yeah, is it Escargo?
Escargo, yes, you're correct. All right. Now, would you like a prize?
You got Zumbi Bay?
Let me see. Yes, I happen to have two tickets to Zumbi Bay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take those.
What's your name?
Kevin Griffith.
Kevin Griffith?
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin. And if you got time, you could stop by here today before 3 and pick him up.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Kevin Griffith, all right. Zumbi Bay. Let me write that down here. Okay. All right. Escargo. That's what I'm looking for. Today is the 31st day of May. 30 days have September, April, June, and November, something like that. Well, anyhow, today is the 31st of May. Okay, so I'll cross off snails. Escargot. Now, I once had, the first time I ever had escargot was on a cruise ship. I was in the, not the Mediterranean, but the Caribbean. You know, among the, you know, Martinique and all those little islands. They're all the same. And you see them advertised on TV, you know, the beautiful resorts. They're all alike. And they all have their own swimming pools. They're on the ocean, but, you know, there's sharks in the ocean. And so they all have their own swimming pools, too. And the nice thing about that, you don't have to take a shower afterwards, like you do when you get in the ocean and you're covered with salt water. And sticky old salt water. Oh, my. Well, anyhow, let me see. What else was I going to ask you today? But escargot. I was cruising in the Caribbean. Then the next time I had escargot was in Canada in a little town of, I'm trying to think of, it was, there are two towns that you used to go to with a Pelee Island ferry. And Leamington was one, and the other was...
Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't from the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. They want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, we'll move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, and this is where you have a rowboat of thoughts. Okay. Well, let's see. The third place I had escargot was in South Bass Island, or Put-in Bay. It's a place on the south side of one of the main drags where the stones and the butterfly house and all that. It's on the suite on the other side. And that's where just three places in my lifetime that I've had escargot. Now I'm looking for the fourth place. Anybody know? Okay, now let me see. We've had two winners today already. Now I'm going to look for the third winner. There is a body of water in Galdon, Ohio, with a name. Yeah, that's not too far away from here. What's the name of that body of water? It's the reservoir in Galdon. It's where they get all their drinking water from. What is the name of that reservoir? Mm-hmm. See if you can look that one up. 740-383-9944. Give me the name of the reservoir in Galdon. Now, it's a nice-looking reservoir. They got good places to fish and picnics and things like that. Yeah, it's okay. I wish we had something here. I wish we had a river in Marion, even. Of course, if we had a river, it'd probably flood. But really, cities with rivers and or reservoirs, it's kind of nice for recreation. Upper Sandusky has a reservoir. They also have a river. And Galdon has the reservoir. Bucyrus has several reservoirs and a river. And it's just nice for, getting out. Okay, so give me the formal name of the reservoir in Galdon. What's its name? Okay. 740-383-9944. And I'll give you another question involving the same area, perhaps. The Olentangy River goes through Galdon, but it doesn't start in downtown Galdon, of course. It starts about 2 miles outside of town. Now, can you tell me the length of the Olentangy River? Now, it doesn't come through Marion, but pretty close. It goes through Clarendon, and all you have to tell me, two different questions. The length of the Olentangy River, or the name of the reservoir in Galdon. I thought maybe some of you might be familiar with Galdon. I don't know, maybe you're not. But the Olentangy is a neat little river. And of course, the old-timers called it the Whetstone. However, there is a Whetstone River yet. But it's not in Marion, or Marion County necessarily. It's in Morrow County. And guess what? That Whetstone flows into the Delaware Reservoir, or the Delaware Lake. So the Whetstone River and the Olentangy River still get together, but yet the Olentangy is what it is. It used to be called the Whetstone way back in the 1800s, early 1800s. But a lot of the old-timers swear by the name Whetstone. Oh, you got to call it the Whetstone. Of course, in Clarendon, we have the Whetstone Road, Whetstone River Road. And you can just imagine how long ago that was named. All right. So what was I asking you? Oh, how long is the Olentangy? Now, you can guess at that. How long? And you'd be surprised how long it really is. How long is the Olentangy River? It comes down from Galion, just east of Galion, comes down through the Clarendon area, and eventually ends up emptying into the Delaware Dam. In fact, the Olentangy River is the source of the Delaware Dam, but it has some, tributaries like the Whetstone out of Morrow County. So the Whetstone River isn't lost. It's still there. But we have the Olentangy, and it's there. Okay, so what was I asking you now? How long is the Olentangy River? Now, you can wager a guess on that, or maybe you can look it up. The length of the Olentangy River, or the name of the reservoir that you find in Galion, the city reservoir of Galion. It has a name, and I think the name is posted along Route 309. Have you ever been through there? Okay. 138's the time, and it's a nice day. Oh, boy. It's partly cloudy. We have a few clouds out there, but I don't believe we'll have any rain today. Now, tomorrow in Marion, of course, is the big car show. Every year, the downtown area is filled with cars and people, of course. And so when you come to the Palace Theater tomorrow, those of you that got tickets for the meal, that starts at 5:30. So you don't want to get there in plenty of time so you can get a parking place behind City Hall or behind the Palace Theater. There should be room. But anyhow, yeah, that's a big car show. A lot of people come from out of town all around to see the cars. And that's, I suppose, still sponsored by or for the benefit of the dialysis group. Okay. How long is the Olentangy River? What's the name of the Galion Reservoir? Do I have another question? Let me see. What do I have here? I'm trying to get something here that's halfway decent. Okay, there is a hiking path that starts down in the southern part of the United States, and it comes up through the Appalachian Mountains, and it just kind of wanders around. A lot of people hike that trail. I just would like for you to tell me the name of that trail. It's a very popular hiking trail, and it's mostly in the south and the east. It's quite long. All right, 1:40 is the time, and let's see, anything else? The Heart of Ohio Tailwinds. Is that this weekend? Any Heart of Ohio Tailwinds people listening? I think it is this weekend, isn't it? The bike tour, it's a dandy, too, because they feed you so good. And it starts in Waldo Community Park and has ever since it began. And the proceeds, the profits from the Heart of Ohio Tailwinds hot tamale go into the Crawford County, or not Crawford, Marion County Park District. All right. So what's the name of that walking trail that starts in the south and goes north for a long way? 7403-39944. Let me see what else I can ask you here. Well, here's an easy one. What is the trail that starts on the Holland Road and goes clear to the border of Hardin County? What's the name of that trail? Can you tell me the name of that trail? It starts on the Holland Road. Now, that's east of Marion. Right near those great big windmills. And it goes west about 12 miles. But what's the name of that trail? So I've got two trails for you to identify. 740-383-9944. Kind of a quiet day, isn't it? Wow. Okay, the sun is shining. Oh, it looks so good. And it's nice and warm out there. And I can only imagine how many people are out mowing their yard. Maybe that's why we're not getting as many calls today. People are out mowing or working in their garden. But how many people actually have a garden today? Now, I know a lot of you plant flowers like I do. And my one cucumber plant. But, I always often think back, nostalgia, of when we had our community park or our community gardens on the north side of town. Remember that? So many of you, 10-foot plots. That was one of the finest times that we've had for a long time in this city. So many people taking advantage of that, those plots. And they took good care of their gardens. And one man, it looked like it was coming right out of a TV show. You know, everything was so neat. But that was, Terry Klein was the one that started that. Terry's the same one that got the big air show going at the airport. And that's coming up in September. Yeah, a lot going on. So we have tomorrow at the Palace Theater, of course, tomorrow evening, a lot of entertainment. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Are there be tall trails from Holland to Hardin?
The tall trail? Well, that's,
yes.
That's good enough. It's a tall grass trail. Yeah.
A tall grass trail.
Yeah, okay. Now, would you like a prize today?
What do you got there, Charlie?
I got Zumbezi Bay tickets. I got the safari pass for the wilds. And, that's about it.
Well, just give it to somebody else then.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate you participating today.
Okie dokie.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, yeah, the tall grass trail. Okay, I just thought I'd throw that in there because not everyone is familiar with that trail, even though every day more and more people are going to the trail. Now, for instance, next week at the Tallgrass Trail, here's what's happening. On June the 4th, and that's Tuesday of next week, the kids will have a nature crafts session at the Tallgrass Trail, and it will be under the trailhead shelter from 10 a.m. to noon, and the kids will be painting with leaves, leaf rubbing.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too, but after a while I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play,
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
It definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
1:48 is the time, and how are you doing today? Are you just relaxing? Are you going somewhere this weekend? Are you going to have a cookout yet today? I'm sure there are some people having reunions already. Maybe there's some graduation parties. Just perfect weather. Wow. And that's something we very seldom have. Perfect weather. Oh, my goodness. At least it's perfect today. And like I said, tomorrow is the big car show downtown, as well as the big celebration at the Palace Theater with that dinner starting at 5:30 and then the entertainment starting around 7 o'clock. The entertainment end of that costs $10 a ticket. And I am sure there's some tickets still available. Okay. Now let me see what else is going on at Tallgrass Trail next week. And, of course, that session with the kids will be from 10 a.m. to noon on the 4th. Then on the 6th, the wildlife tips and tricks. Well, that sounds interesting. That will be at the trailhead under the shelter there. And you can either come there at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Or you can come to both. Talking about different plants, birdhouses, feeders, things like that to protect insects and birds. All right. That's the 6th. That's this coming Thursday at the Tallgrass Trail. All right. Sounds good. There's a lot of things going on with the Marion County Park District. And now a new assistant for James Anderson, who heads the park district in all of its activities. His assistant now is Emily Cobble. Emily Cobble, she's from the Elgin School District area. And so she'll be helping all through the summer with her sight set on becoming a wildlife officer. And so it goes. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. All right. So what's the name of the reservoir in Galleon? Yeah, I thought we'd get an answer pretty quick on that. Have you ever been to Galleon on Route 309? If you're coming up on 309 and 61 combined south of Galleon, you'll go right past the reservoir, and you'll pass the sign that gives you the name of the reservoir. Now, some of you could be listening in your car because we do come in over there. All right. If you are listening, give me a buzz. And I've got a Zumbezi Bay tickets. I got a pair of them. And I've got a couple of pairs of the open-air safari passes for the wilds. And the wilds consisting of animals that you find in the wilds in Africa. All right. Oh, and I wanted to mention, too, on the serious side, for years, John Mahler, a veterinarian in Bucyrus, has been working with young people at the fair. In fact, he worked himself, oh, my goodness, over the years on large animals. And finally, he had to kind of retire to the smaller animals. And I'm saying this because I know there are people from Marion that take their dogs and their cats over to him and have for years. Well, John is my niece's husband, and their place is up on Route 98, Route 4 above Bucyrus. Well, anyhow, John has been kind of ill lately, and he kind of crippled up with his hips and so forth. And the other day, they found out that it was cancer that was causing his problems. And John passed away, I think it was yesterday. And so that ends the veterinary service that a lot of people from here used to go over to enjoy. He was so kind, so good with animals. And that's what makes a good veterinarian, one that you know they love animals. And that was his case, John Mahler. And his funeral probably would be early next week. All right, now, continuing on, let me see, what other questions do I have? Oh, here's a good one. I don't think I asked this the other day. How many guns fire in a 21-gun salute? Now, you've heard these salutes that whenever a veteran is buried, you have the 21-gun salute. But how many guns are used for a 21-gun salute? 387-9344 is our number to call. Can you get that? How many guns does it take for a 21-gun salute? And I'm talking about, you could say, well, it'd take 21 guns. No, it doesn't take 21 guns. The standard 21-gun salute involves how many rifles? And my grandson, that's a Marine now, is a member of a 21-gun firing squad up in Seattle, Washington, with the Marines. Okay, 1:53 is the time, and how are you all doing today? Today is Friday. Wow. What are you going to do tonight? You're going to go out to eat like everybody else? Oh, my goodness. Why is it? Is it because of payday that people go out to eat on Fridays? Or are you just tired of fixing meals at home and need to get away? Everybody pours into the restaurants on Fridays. It's hard to get a seat anywhere. But that's good. That's good business. Now, I noticed yesterday there was an opening downtown, and it was just an opening. It wasn't an ice cream place, and it's not open yet. They're just working on it. But they had a kind of a soft opening yesterday. They had a bunch of people assemble, and because no one knew what was going in this. It's on the East Center Street, right next to where Trainers used to be. And they had a banner across the window, and they pulled it back, and it showed the name. In fact, I can't remember the name of it. Maybe, I'll tell you what, can anyone call me and tell me the name of that ice cream shop that will be opening? Now, the sign is on the window, but it's not equipped yet. But I'm sure it will be in a few weeks. What's the name of that ice cream shop? Was it in the paper? Where was it I saw it? Where was it? I saw it's all across the front window. And if you're downtown driving, if you're going west on Center Street, look to your left before you get to where it used to be, the cigar store or Trainers, and you'll see what I'm talking about. What's the name of that to be ice cream shop coming? An ice cream shop there on East Center Street, and it won't be too long before they'll be opening up and serving delicious ice cream. Okay, so that's one of the new things happening. And then don't forget tomorrow, of course, the big car show in downtown Marionette. It always brings hundreds and hundreds of people, not only from Marion, but from all around the surrounding counties. It's noted as one of the larger car shows, and really interesting. So if you're into appreciating older cars, this is something you should attend. 1:56 is the time, and I've got some tickets to the Wilds and Zumbezi Bay, and all I need is your answers. What's the name of the Galien Reservoir? The reservoir in Galien, what's its name? How long is the Olentangy River? Longer than you think. Okay, and what else do I have here to ask you? The name of the trail that starts in the south and goes up to the north. A walking trail. Every year a lot of people walk that. But have you noticed on television the people scaling Mount Everest? It's unbelievable. Mount Everest used to be the greatest form of accomplishment of a mountain climber. Not anymore. Have you seen the pictures on the big tube? A line of people marching up Mount Everest, one after the other, in a constant or steady line of people. The only problem they're having, the oxygen is scarce up that high. It has been ever since time began. When you get that high, and I can't remember how high Mount Everest is, but there's not much oxygen. And so people that climb that mountain have to acclimate themselves to the lack of oxygen, or they carry bottles of oxygen with them. But so far, two people have died on the top of that mountain because they didn't have enough oxygen. Wow. So, and one man had climbed had been to the mountaintop on all the famous mountains on the planet Earth. Everest was his last to accomplish. Well, he got to the top and died. Lack of oxygen. And all these other people, it's amazing. I would have never believed that many people would attempt to climb Mount Everest, because you should have to have those Sherpa guides and everything. But here, it was a solid line of people from the ground on up. It's kind of like in Alaska, around Ketchikan, and what's the name? Yeah, I think Ketchikan and one other town, where the gold miners from years ago gathered. And they also marched up mountains not as tall, but they had their problems. Not everyone lived to get down. What river was it? Was it the Klondike River? I don't know. Maybe you know. And they got down there, and some got their gold, and others died in the process. You can imagine all that went on. People stealing and starving and freezing and whatever. Yeah, those were the... And I was in the... What was it? Was it Ketchikan or one other? Skagway. Yes. Well, Skagway and Ketchikan were both the big cities involved with the men climbing and going down, carrying all their supplies to get that precious gold. Wow. And it ended up, a lot of them died in the process, just like those climbing up.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on the Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, I'm not renewing a contract on the phone. I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, it was a big mistake. And then she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. And
I was there.
One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says,